For the second time this month, federal immigration agents in Minneapolis have shot and killed someone. It happened this morning outside a donut shop where protesters quickly gathered. This latest killing has put an already tense city further on edge. And today, the Trump administration and local officials are trading accusations about who is to blame. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is in Minneapolis and has been following all of this. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Sarah.
First, Jennifer, what do we know so far about what exactly happened this morning?
Well, the Department of Homeland Security says there is an investigation with more information to come. But the immigration agent commanding this operation called the shooting self-defense. Gregory Bovino told reporters that agents were pursuing an undocumented immigrant wanted for violent assault. And then another person who was armed approached the officers and resisted when they tried to disarm him. Here's Bovino.
This looks like a situation where an individual wanted to do maximum damage and massacre law enforcement. Then, about 200 rioters arrived at the scene and began to obstruct and assault law enforcement.
But there is a bystander video that shows multiple federal agents, it looks like at least six, wrestling someone on the ground, striking him, and then you hear multiple shots fired. It sounds like at least 10 rounds in just a few seconds. And it is not clear from the video if the man killed had brandished or reached for any weapon. Now, Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says the man killed was a 37-year-old white male U.S. citizen, with no criminal record and a lawful permit to carry a gun. His family has identified him to the Associated Press as Alex Preddy. They say he was an intensive care nurse at the VA who was upset at the ICE surge here. And his family says he had protested after an agent fatally shot another person, Renee Good, in her car earlier this month.